will be referred to or quoted as well. And so there we're reminded of the importance of reading the whole thing. This whole thing becomes almost something that could be complete, almost completely on the lips of Jesus. He doesn't sin, and they confess sin. But otherwise, it's very much in line with Jesus' experience. He's zealous for God, and he suffers for it.
And so bringing this back to us, you mentioned a minute ago, it broadens that specter of what good works really do entail.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's interesting here in John 2 is the anger of Jesus. I think that's one thing that makes people, in fact, uncomfortable with the story,
yeah.
seeing Jesus stirred to anger, driven by the anger to take his actions that he does here. I don't think we should assume he's out of control like we
Correct.
Get sometimes.
Correct.
And a road raid guy goes
right.
off on the guy who cuts him off. I don't think that's the kind of thing going on here. But I do think Jesus is righteously angry
Correct.
About what he sees and takes steps to address that. And I think that we wouldn't, I think, let that be in wrapped into this concept of good works. And yes, it is. And
right.
yet it is.
Right.
There are times when it's appropriate to be angry.
That's right.
And to be driven by that anger to act.
And to your point, because I think that is a splendid and very necessary point that we lose sight of sometimes. Not only is the anger within bounds of control, but it's also not self-serving. There's a difference of being angry because I have received some sort of abuse and injustice, and anger that God's worship or God's name or God's word has in some way been violated, where I am righteously angry on God's behalf for his glory and that every knee would bow to him. Not so much I'm angry in a way that becomes vengeance on my behalf. And so, yeah, Jesus is angry on God's behalf here that God is not being rightly worshiped.
And so that then becomes actually another piece of this,
mm-hmm.
that worship that truly honors him is a good work, and that we need to be concerned when that isn't happening. Can we dare say even angry?
Absolutely.
When worship is offered to God that in some way, whatever way, is not what it is that he has asked for.
That's right. I think our emotional even indifference sometimes to religious error around us is a problem.
I was thinking about that.
We have lost a certain zeal for good works where, again, we don't need to go into some other building and become, you know, do what Jesus did in that literal way. But it ought to trouble us deeply when God is not worshiped the way he wants to be worshiped and God is, and that becomes a stumbling block for others.
We ought to be angry when God's message mm-hmm. is corrupted,
Absolutely.
When God's worship is corrupted.
Absolutely.
And let that anger drive us to address it in the way that God has directed us to address it, and that is with the preaching and teaching of truth.
That's right.
And the confrontation of error. There's still a place for that in our culture.
Absolutely.
To confront error with truth, do it with love, do it with gentleness, but confront it nonetheless.
Right.
By answering it with truth.
Absolutely.
So I think that's something for us to ponder this week as we go through, well, this week and next week,
yeah.
as we think about our reading
That's right.
in Psalm 69 and also in John 2, this role of anger
mm-hmm.
in this and what it ought to drive us to do in keeping with God's mission and purpose for us, and that broader sense of what good works ought to be. Ponder all that as you do your reading the next 2 weeks.